For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A Thanksgiving night shooting at a mall in Alabama leaves two people injured and a gunman dead. This witness describes what she heard.
As soon as everybody started screaming, they was like, shut the doors, shut the doors. So they did shut the doors to the mall, off to the store we was in.
Hoover Police Captain Greg Rector says it didn't take long for officers to respond to the River Chase Galleria in Hoover.
We had two individuals. We know one was 18 years old, got into a physical confrontation somewhere near foot action in the common area between foot action and JCPenney's. We know that there was at least one of those individuals exchanged gunfire.
An 18-year-old was taken to the hospital in serious condition. A 12-year-old girl was also injured, but not seriously. The gunman was shot and killed by an officer as he tried to run from the scene. Hoover is located about 10 miles from Birmingham. Brookfield Properties owns a shopping center, and it closed the center for the rest of the evening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
A Miami-Dade police officer is involved in a shooting for the second time this year. The officer responding to a domestic disturbance call and shot and wounded a 15-year-old boy Thursday. Miami-Dade Police Director Juan Perez says he has more questions than answers.
Well, right now, that officer is being placed in administrative duties till further notice. And more than likely, within the next couple of days, he'll probably be relieved of duties unless something changes.
The teen in stable condition at last report. President Trump uses a Thanksgiving call with military members to weigh in on a range of political topics. While calling from his holiday getaway in Florida, the president continued his criticism of the courts that halted his order to stop illegal immigrants from applying for asylum.
We're doing very well on the southern border. We're very tough. We get a lot of bad court decisions from the Ninth Circuit, which has become a big thorn in our side. We always lose, and then you lose again and again, and then you hopefully win at the Supreme Court, which we've done. It's a terrible thing when judges take over your protective services when they tell you how to protect your border.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
With more from the president's call to military members over the Thanksgiving holiday, here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I want to thank you all for serving. Today we thank God for the blessings of having you people be our heroes, and you really are our heroes.
President Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida, at Mar-a-Lago for the holiday, wishing members of our military a very happy Thanksgiving.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else, and it is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
The holiday shopping season got a jump start last evening. Today it kicks into high gear with Black Friday deals, both in stores and online. Retailers expect this to be a good year. They are just ushering the official start of the holiday season with the usual expanded hours and fat discounts on big TVs and toys. They're offering new ways for shoppers to get deals online and in the store easier and faster in the age of instant gratification. That means everything from digital maps on apps to two-day free shipping without any minimum purchases. Still, Black Friday isn't what it used to be. It's morphed from a single day when people got up early to score doorbusters into a whole month of deals. Veterinarians are sounding a word of warning this day after Thanksgiving. Don't feed your pet leftovers. Even a small amount of turkey or turkey skin can cause problems in dogs and cats. They can't digest fatty foods like we can, same as we can't eat deer droppings or mice. Chocolate can be harmful for pets, even though many dogs find it tempting and will sniff it out and eat it. Yeast dough can cause problems for pets as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.